If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
There is a letter to the editor, which is not in front of me right now, but I think I can do this without that. Do you have it with you? It was a letter to the editor in the Sun-Times. And is that it there? Yeah. And it's... the headline of it was something like, you know, this is what happened when I wore my Make America Great Again hat to the auto show. And the guy who wrote that letter is Randy Rossi, and he's in our studio right now. Randy, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be here.
So you just handed me something. Is it in here? Is this it?
Yeah, and here's the follow-up to it, or the bottom.
Follow-up. What do you mean,
the
follow-up?
No, I mean the end of it.
Oh, no kidding. It goes on. Yeah, it was like a nice little feature letter. Did they edit it much, or did they run the whole thing?
No, I think they ran the whole thing.
Well, then, without me reading all of it, let's just talk a little bit about it, because I thought, what a great... At first, I must tell you, I thought, oh, this is a something the Sun-Times reporters did. Let's go see what the reaction is when you wear that hat. But it wasn't them. It was you. And you did it to see what sort of a reaction you would get, right?
Yes.
So you are a Trump supporter?
I am. I was in the primaries. I did not vote for him, but once it became between him and Hillary, I voted for him.
And you went with a friend who also wore a MAGA hat. Is that right?
That's right. We both watched what happened to those poor Catholic high school kids and
Covington High School.
Covington, and we were, I have to say, once we saw the full videos and what happened, we were kind of outraged, and we decided to wear him kind of in support of them.
Oh, really? So it was not just an experiment to see what reaction the hat gets, but you did that as a sort of silent protest or show of support to the Covington kids.
To show us, to support, yeah. And also,
that's funny, because they're not even from Illinois, right?
No, I mean, right.
But you just, were they aware of your intention?
Oh, no, yeah. No. You know, and quite frankly, when we went, both of us were expecting negative reactions.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not physical. I mean, we didn't expect to be, you know, anybody would fight with us, but we thought we'd get some sneers and, you know, hoots and all that.
Yeah.
And as my letter said, we were really stunned and pleasantly so at the positive response we had.
So have you worn the hat with your friend before, or do you wear it in public at other times?
You know, I normally don't. Very occasionally we do, and we go out to lunch together once a week, and we'll occasionally do it. And we've gotten some looks, but never anything truly nasty.
Why do you wear the hat, and why do you not wear the hat?
I wear it, again, as I say...
When you're feeling feisty?
Yeah, that's a good way to say it. But, you know, the problem is that my expectation is, having managed hundreds of people, most people try to avoid conflict. They're uncomfortable. And with what we see going on today, you know, it's been a family tradition for 500 years. You got to stand up for your values. I think this is a critical time. I support our president. I support our country. And I just felt that I had to show that we support him.
Yeah. So you wear it to the auto show. How long did you walk the floor then? How long were you out
there? Oh, gosh. We were probably there about 5 or 6 hours.
Really? And were you then kind of every now and then looking left and right to see what people see?
Constantly. I'm a hunter. It's called situational awareness, you know, and you're always looking over your shoulder.
Oh, to make sure nobody was coming at you with a glass of soda or something like that. Because that happens. I mean,
yes.
You probably have seen the video of the young man that was sitting in a cafe, some sort of cafe with his friend, and one of them had a MAGA hat on, and somebody comes in and accosts them, throws soda on
them.
So you were ready for something like that.
Like I said, I wasn't ready for violence. I thought that was low odds, but I was surely ready for people insulting us, et cetera.
Did anybody say anything specific to you?
I had several people walk up and shake my hand.
Really?
And thank me for wearing it. I had a legal immigrant from Greece come up to me. I was really stunned, shook my hand, told me how proud he was to be in America, how proud he was of our president. I was really taken aback in a very good way.
Yeah. You interacted with police too, right?
I did. That was probably the best part of the day, as we were leaving the auto show. And I was a little bit worried that the police might worry about us wearing it, because I thought they might think it would cause some disruption. And we're walking out the exit, and there's four police officers, Chicago police officers. They all smiled. They gave us the thumbs up, and then we went over and thanked them for their service. I was really and their enthusiasm for it was really surprising.
So your general reaction then to wearing a MAGA hat with your friend for 5 hours at the auto show the other day is
very positive, and quite frankly, it was the exact opposite of what I expected. I mean, my general takeaway, I think I said in my letter, at least 14 people gave us positive comments.
So you're disappointed, aren't you?
No. You know, and I took it as a very constructive thing, because what it tells me is there are a lot of people out there, they don't want to stand up and cause a confrontation, but there are a lot of people out there very quietly do support our country. They do want our president to succeed for the benefit of the country. They may not agree with everything he does. I don't. But he is our president, and these are tough times.
You say you wore the hat, though, expecting that it would be bothersome to some people.
Yeah.
And you're surprised that you got the support you did.
Yep.
Which sort of begs the point that wearing that hat is always a little provocative, isn't it? You know that, right?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And so when people wear that, I think if something ill falls them, somebody throws soda on you, they shouldn't throw soda on you. But what did you expect? You live in a world where people will see that as a provocation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that?
Well, you know, as I said, this is a 500-year history with my family. I think our civic duty is to stand up for our country. Yes, sometimes that causes some conflict, but that's what patriots do. You know, when my great-great-great-grandfather signed the Declaration of Independence, he knew the risk he was taking. But then when he signed the Constitution, he became a founding father. So, you know, you got to stand up for what you believe.
Another way to look at that is I would imagine you did anger a lot of people, or a lot of people were not happy to see you wearing that hat, and they left you alone.
Yeah, you know, we watched very carefully, and I said in my letter, no one said a negative thing at us at the show. Later on when I was going home and got gas, I did, but it was no big deal. I did see people, at least my interpretation of the way they were looking at me was they weren't particularly happy, but no one said anything negative, and they were vastly outnumbered by the people that were positive. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I took it as a good thing. It tells me that maybe there is more civil discourse. You know, I'm an old guy, and I remember when we used to be able to debate politics and no one got upset, no one got angry. And maybe there are still people out there that can debate politics. You don't have to agree with me, but I do have the right to express my opinions.
Do you think this is possibly true, too? Then we should also give kudos to the people who saw the hat and did not say anything.
Yeah.
Because they disagreed with it. And they saw it as a chip on your shoulder, but they weren't going to knock it off.
Yeah.
That maybe there were as many or more people who disagreed with the sentiment that the hat espouses than were. You know, I mean, it's hard to know. You're at the auto show, but in Chicago, Illinois, this is a blue city, right?
Well, that was my expectation. I mean, I look at Chicago as a blue city. You're exactly right. I expected the majority to be against me, but I have to say, based on my observations, now, of course, at that we went in the middle of the week. The population of the folks there were older.
Retirees,
so maybe it was not the normal population.
Yeah.
But I think that the majority did not disapprove, let's put it that way.
You know, it's funny because it's just such an extraordinary time. This conversation does not lend itself to George Bush or Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or Ronald Reagan or any other president, I think. That is, you support the president, and you have the right to, you know, express that. But the MAGA hat is kind of a singular thing. It's, I keep saying, a provocation, but I think some people, even if they support your right to vote for whoever you want and champion the president's cause, they don't see that hat as an act of patriotism. And when you wear it, you're not saying, I salute America. You're saying, I salute this guy, whose words are sometimes at odds with the ideals that I think are American.
I agree. As I said, Trump is not perfect, and I didn't vote for him in the primary, but now he's our president.
Yeah.
And for anybody, you know, I've done international business for 40 years. I've been all over the world. These are probably the most dangerous times I've seen in my lifetime with China, who I know cheats and steals because we were there. We saw it. They stole from us.
You're a longstanding businessman. You rose from laborer to president of a company, is
correct.
That right?
That's
you've
correct.
Traveled the world, you've written books about it, you're an adventurer too.
Yep.
You've got an expansive worldview, so keep going.
Well, you know, as I said, you know, knowing that right now, not only do we have our own problems here in America, But as we're going through our crisis, Europe is in a crisis. The EU is in trouble. As I said, I know China steals $500 billion a year because we knew that. Anybody who's worked in communist countries and talked to people that suffered. So, I've left the shores of this country over 100 times, and every time I come back, I want to kiss the runway. And
you still feel that way now?
I do, and I'll tell you.
Less so than you used to, maybe?
Sorry?
Less so?
More
maybe
so.
More so.
One of the things I found, and I've heard this all over the world, is from particularly, I remember the one, my translator in China, many of them say, we really like you Americans. You're nice people. You're the most naive people we've ever met.
Naive.
Well, because they say...
When did the translator say that? Recently or 10 years ago?
Oh, that was 10 years ago. Yeah. My last trip there for business.
I just wonder how people around the world feel about us now. And maybe we shouldn't care. It should be America first. But I wonder if our image internationally is tarnished because of President Trump.
Well, certainly in some parts of Europe. We just came back from Israel. And I'm going to tell you, I was stunned at how much they love President Trump.
Did you wear the hat there?
I did not. I should have.
You should have. I mean, really, do you still travel and do you wear the hat if you do?
I do not. I mean, I really don't wear the hat a lot.
I would advise you not. If I was your wife or family or friends, you understand. I mean, it's sort of like at the auto show. You don't deserve to get kicked or have somebody throw a glass of water on you because that's not reasonable discourse. But people out there are not reasonable, and that hat could buy you trouble.
That is true, and if it's me and my friend who happens to be about 6'1" or 6'2", we were prepared for it. No, I would not do it with family, or I don't want anybody else to go through
it. That's such a weird way to go to the auto show, isn't it? Like, hey, let's go to the auto show, and let's have our guards up because we may experience trouble. Another way to go to the auto show is not to wear the hat and just enjoy the automobiles.
How boring.
You didn't go there just for the cars. You went there with a social agenda, too.
We did both. We go to the auto show every year. We go every year.
It's a good show.
But I tell you, what motivated me was my outrage at the way those poor Catholic high school kids were treated. Yeah. And I just said, you know what, in honor of them.
Would you have done this, though, if that had not happened?
Probably not.
Really?
Yeah.
So it really was about that incident,
yes,
which just so ticked you off. And you're absolutely, you and I are of a like mind that if, well, maybe we're not. But at first I thought these smug kids, these dumb punks. And then when you take the time to watch the full range of videos, you realize how much more complicated it
yes.
was and how misrepresented it was.
Yes.
And that story, I think, was a 180 for a lot of us, or maybe a 165. I mean, it sure wasn't. When you first saw the picture of that kid, you did not have the full story.
Well, and like you, I watched the video, and once you saw the whole video and you saw how those kids were harassed by that other group that was
Israelites.
Was horrible. And then when you saw that Native American walked up pounding the drum by their ear and they kept their composure. What other high school kids could keep their composure under that kind of a setting? I was very impressed.
So we'll see your name once in a while in the Sun-Times or the Tribune, right? You write letters to the editor often. You've been published frequently, right?
Yes, I have, yeah.
And what are the titles of your books?
Well, the primary book I have is The Last Man to Live the Real American Dream. I was blessed. My dad was a legal immigrant, came here with nothing. And his son ends up being the group president of... two global manufacturing companies. I mean, that is the American dream.
Yeah.
And the reason I wrote the book is I really worry that other people will not have the same opportunity that I did. That's what I worry about. I was blessed. I'd like to make sure it stays alive.
So the title of that book is?
The Last Man to Live the Real American Dream.
Randy Rossi wrote a letter to the editor. We saw it and invited him in. I'm really glad you came in here today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's nice to meet you.